The High Megas, 1986. The short story evolved into The Long Earth. The High Megas was rather a doodle at first, something to do after I had sent The Colour of Magic to my then-publishers, Colin Smythe. I could visualise it minutely and wanted to begin with a series of short stories. I was still playing with the ideas when The Colour of Magic was published and, inexplicably, became very popular, far more successful than any of my previous books. And in those circumstances, what is a humble jobbing author supposed to do? The basis of The Light Fantastic was already dancing in my mind and gathering momentum, and so, with some reluctance, I put The High Megas, which I had previously thought would one day make the foundation to a great series, under wraps, until it was unearthed a few years ago over quail's eggs at a literary dinner attended by Ralph Vicinanza, my American agent, and Rob Wilkins. My enthusiasm was rekindled, and after discussing the ideas with Steve Baxter, who I've always considered to be the UK's finest writer of hard science fiction, a new journey began. Frankly, I'm glad we did it this way. Besides, it was a lot more fun.